Thanks for joining us at Wall to Wall. We're delighted to have James Hall from Cloudpass. James, as a quick introduction, can you tell us about yourself?
Yes, so thanks, Matt. My name's James. My job over at Cloudpass is client service manager. Quite a varied role, really, where it's essentially going out there, meeting customers, prospects, and understanding how Cloudpass can benefit them and the business and their customers, really.
So what we're trying to get out of this for doing these podcasts is the ability to, one, promote any of the businesses that we're talking to, and also to make people aware of just the challenges that are out there and some of the solutions that they may not know about.
Cloudpass is our own baby. We make the software, we make the hardware. We're not owned by a bigger entity like a lot of our competitors are. One of the biggest benefits that we have over at Cloudpass is obviously our people, but also the way that we can adapt very quickly to things. We regularly listen to customer feedback because they're the experts at the end of the day. I'm not an expert in vehicle management or, you know, waste management, retail or anything like that. It's our end customers who are, and it's them who really sort of then help bleed new life and features of into Cloudpass. So we, like I say, regularly listen to them. We invite customers to request new features, new reports, etc. So it does help us stay at the forefront because they're the eyes and ears on the ground out there. And if we like that idea, we can implement it relatively quickly, depending on what the project is. And it means that we win more business that way as well. We had one customer last year, a real sort of great project to be involved in, had a real sort of set of bespoke requirements that, again, an off-the-shelf solution would not suffice. And we were able to make those amendments to Cloudpass so that, A, we won the business, but also it enhanced the product even further. And that's then something that other end users out there are cottoning onto, and they're now purchasing as well. As on top of that, being able to adapt and react quickly to changes in the industries, because we've got great people in the team who can then go and implement those changes and new features of Cloudpass.
All of your development is done by you, simple as that. So just looking at some of the stats, there's a 24.9% year-on-year increase on vehicles being stolen across England and Wales. With the adoption of ANPR, how is Cloudpass positioned to stay in the forefront?
It's a great question, mate. So ANPR is probably where we started off really as a business, and you know, it's just continuously growing, but that sort of landscape is continuously sort of changing. We've got customers now who use our solution for multiple different ways, really, of again trying to reduce vehicle theft or the repercussions of what happens when a vehicle has been stolen. We've got customers out there who've got multiple sort of sites where they have their work vehicle stolen, and on a typical ANPR solution, that vehicle could essentially go to any of those sites, and that ANPR system would typically go, yep, I know that vehicle, open the barrier. And before you know it, you've then got thieves on site in a stolen vehicle. So one of the ways that we tackle that is via Cloudpass. If a vehicle has ever been stolen, is reported as stolen, that vehicle can be added to that Cloudpass database. So if that vehicle approaches any other of those customers' sites and is spotted by one of our cameras whilst trying to get through one of the barriers, it'll be identified as a stolen vehicle. That can then trigger an alert and to the security team to advise where that vehicle has been spotted, but the images to support that are also video streams to support that. But importantly, it won't drop the barrier. You know, it'll stay down. So that's been one huge benefit to one of our customers, where again, on a regular basis, they're having vehicles stolen, but the idea was to then be able to take it back into site, and then, you know, that site's then exposed to even more theft. Other examples are through, say, car dealerships, where what seems to be becoming a bit of a trend over the past couple of years is people are actually stealing these cars as part of a test drive. Someone goes down to a dealership, oh, I want to test drive that Range Rover. Yeah, of course you can. And then as soon as that driver, you know, somebody who works for that company, you know, they're being held up to get out, and then they just speed off in the car. So we've got examples of where we've then added two-factor authentication. So they have to match that with a dedicated PIN or a prox card. We can even use it on FaceRec as well, if necessary. And so again, it just reduces the chances of those vehicles being stolen. And also it's just the deterrent side. If they see a barrier in there using ANPR, it's again, they're less likely to try and make that theft.
So a lot of that is to do with the integrations that you do with a lot of the manufacturers, you know, Supreme as the Paxton, and then obviously then the CCTV, all sort of linking together, isn't it?
Yeah, so the idea is obviously, you know, we complement the rest of that installer's proposition. So they may do, you know, the CCTV and other elements of it. So the idea is that we complement that. And yes, we have a wide range of integrations out there. So we're kind of covered on all bases, really. So if they want something at any sort of price point, really, we've got, you know, cameras that we can integrate into to support that budget as well. So we've got that flexibility.
You've got your own products as well, haven't you?
Yes. So we manufacture our own piece of hardware that will sit on site. So the one thing that we always talk about is that CloudPass offers that lean and green solution. You know, there's no servers, no laptops, no NVRs or any of that sat on site. We just have a small piece of hardware that sits at the edge. Occasionally, an ANPR camera can misread. There are certain characters out there within a number plate that can be misread by a camera. So rather than that vehicle not be allowed through, we've created features like what we call smart match. So if that's a known vehicle to CloudPass and we know what that register should read, if that camera does misread a number plate, we already know it within CloudPass that this is what the number plate should read. So again, we can then allow that vehicle access, providing it meets, you know, the rest of that criterion. And again, that just ensures that people are getting onto site. It's a better sort of user experience. And again, importantly, installers aren't getting phone calls to say, oh, my car can't get through. You know, we handle all that in the background because we listen to what end customers, what site managers are telling us, et cetera. We see what sort of process they have in place, particularly when, you know, a subcontractor that might be sending, I don't know, 10 people to site on a Monday. So typically those 10 people turn up to site, they're then allowed to pass through a turnstile. They go into a cabin. They then sat down doing health and safety inductions, modern slavery, understanding who, what, where on site. You know, they're then made to watch a video or something like that, or go through a PowerPoint presentation. They check then the CSCS card. They check that they make sure they are who they say they are. All of that takes time. And then it might be that on the Tuesday that a subcontractor sends 10 people again, but five of them might be different. So then they're repeating that process again and again and again. And if you look at, you know, particularly some of the customers that we look after who've got hundreds of sites out there, if you combine all that time together, it's an awful lot of time that they're spending that they could be spending on the tools. So what we have at CloudPass is part of our pre-enrollment solution. So if you're a construction customer, you can log into the system and obviously have full visibility of everything that's going on all of your sites. But what's important is you can also give out logins to third parties, say subcontractors. So straight away, you know, you're saving time by not having to do that yourself. You know, you're passing on that accountability to somebody else. So what we encourage them to do is to send out a pre-enrollment via email way before that person even stepped foot on site. So that person will first and foremost take a selfie, take a picture of themselves where we'll sort of verify that there's, you know, not two people in the photo. It's not a holiday snap or anything like that. And we'll sort of confirm that we're happy with that image. We'll then capture any sort of relevant information that the customer is looking for, emergency contact details, method of transport to get to site, etc. But then in the important bits, like to enter the CSCS card, we'll then go away and verify that that's a valid card also. But then what we can also do is we can push through inductions. So it might be that the customer has a company video that they have to watch. Again, you know, of all the different things that we've already talked about, your health and safety policies, you know, remember your 5-point PPE, et cetera, and all that. But the way that we take that even further is that we enable them to be tested on the back of watching that. Because a lot of people might just get on the phone, put the phone down, go and make a brew whilst the video is playing and, you know, not watch the video. Once that enrollment is completed, that is then sent to, you know, the main contractor to approve, deny or revoke that person's access. So when you've got hundreds of different construction sites all there, having people coming onto site every day, you're getting all of that time back straight away to be doing whatever else is important to them as part of the day job.
I suppose you can actually then track the distance that they've traveled because you know where their registered addresses are and everything else.
Correct. So the things that we've got to support that in the background are things like tiered labour reports. We do it from an apprentice point of view, a full-time and attendance suite as well, which is broke down by each sort of subcontractor. So we can even look at how far these people are travelling to get to site as well. Another part of that is what we do is which we have our sort of delivery management solution. So if that site or customer, you know, this is obviously within construction and outside of construction also. If these guys are getting deliveries to sites, we can then start calculating the emissions used to get to and from site. So then we can advise on a full breakdown to that main contractor exactly how many emissions each of their subcontractors, you know, partners that are using. And again, all the information is exportable. And again, so that can be fed back into their head office really to share. And one of the biggest benefits that installers get from CloudPass is the fact that, you know, we save on that tire time, sending an engineer out to site to go and plug things in with a laptop to try and, you know, detect things where we take that pain away at CloudPass, and we can detect those things remotely. Long gone are the ideas of having to send an engineer out to go and perform a software update or do a firmware update or anything like that. We take care of that all remotely. And if something does go untowards on site, if something does go wrong, then, you know, we can be that first port of call from an installer, because we perhaps can identify what the issue is, and then again, potentially resolve it. So it then saves that installer or that company, again, that tire time to be out on the road. You're then reducing the emissions. You're then importantly giving them that time back to be focusing on other things as well. As I said before, we can adopt new features into CloudPass. If a customer sort of says this is really important to us, then we are there to listen. A great example of that is we've taken on a few shopping centers quite recently over the past 12, 18 months. One of their biggest pain points was understanding or identifying when a known thief or vehicle was approaching the shopping center. And so then we developed CloudPass in such a way that each time that vehicle returns to site or goes to another one of their shopping centers, it'll then flag up to their security teams. Joe Bloggs has been spotted, you know, that's the vehicle, that's the camera that we've spotted him, that's the car park he's gone into. And you could even be as, you know, detailed as that's what part of the car park he's parked up in. That then alerts the security team to then, you know, do whatever their sort of processes are, get more boots on the ground downstairs, potentially contact the police, etc. But then we can take that to the next level even further, which is, okay, you get, you know, several hundred thousand vehicles coming to these shopping centres every week. Let CloudPass analyse that data and sanitise it to then give you some true data.
And looking ahead, what innovations, advancements, what else can we expect? Without giving too much away, obviously, because, competitors out there may hopefully be listening. But what advancements could you talk about? Do you think that the industry would be impressed with, do you think?
You kind of hit the nail on the head there, mate. I don't want to give too much away. The guys are working on some really exciting sort of new technology. Again, that really, again, just to sort of sets us apart from the rest of the crowd, really. I guess the one thing that's on the tip of everybody's tongue at the moment is things that we're looking into is the likes of AI. You know, it's here to stay, whether anybody likes it or not, and again, we embrace new technology. So we've been involved with this now for several months, and it's something that we'll continue to look at because it helps automate processes and it helps, deliver an even better service. We've been on that green journey from the offset. So, we've been rolling with that for a while now. And again, it's only taken some of our competitors until around about now to wake up to it. We're a good 2 years ahead of them, I guess, in some respects. Some of the things that we'll be talking about in the next 6-12 months will really sort of take this to that 2.0 of green compared to what people are already talking about. We really are sort of ahead of the game on that. So we're really looking forward to sharing some sort of like really cool new technology with customers, installers soon, because it's things that will really sort of tick the box for end users. So it's really exciting times for us.
James, listen, I know it's personal to you, for people that don't know you, you've had an operation on your neck.
Yeah, so earlier this year, I was diagnosed with melanoma. It's an aggressive form of skin cancer. And, one of the things that I wanted to do was obviously raise awareness of it, but particularly raise awareness to other blokes out there. You know, we're terrible at talking and we do bottle things up. Found a small lump on my arm. Being a typical bloke, I just thought everything will be all right. It'll sort itself out. A couple of weeks went by, it was still there. So I phoned the GP, she had a look at it on the back of my arm and she said, James, it's nothing to worry about. And then she just noticed the mole on my neck. And she said, how long have you had that mole for? I don't know, I'd never really noticed it. So I went to dermatologists who just said, as a precaution, we'll take it out. Subsequently, I had it removed. Fast forward 10 weeks, I got the phone call to come back in and go through my test results. And the dermatologist told me that I had cancer, which, as you can imagine, mate, those three words are something that you never, ever want to hear. First question was, am I going to live? Am I going to die? And he told me, melanoma is life-threatening. It's the most aggressive form of skin cancer out there. But if caught early, it's treatable. And the second question was, am I going to lose my hair? and thankfully, they said no.
So, no, James, we all know he's got a full head of hair, isn't it? And it's quite thick. So,
So when they said no, that was at least some relief. A couple of weeks ago now, I had surgery on my neck. Fingers crossed, it's gone. Yes, I've had bumps in the road and I've had plenty of wobbles. It's just talking about it has made the absolute world of difference. Just allowing yourself to be vulnerable. I've probably cried more in the last 3 months than in the last 3 years, if not longer. And as I said before, mate, us lads do like to keep things under our hat and bottle things up. Where I tried that, mate, and it didn't work. It just didn't work. Where speaking to people about it, colleagues at work, friends, family, even people who I've never met before, got in touch, have heard a bit about my story, saying, you know, I'm now going getting checked out, has just made the absolute world of difference.
That's scary, the fact of you went with something that turned out to be nothing, and then just by chance, the doctor saw it and identified it. Things happen for a reason, don't they?
That's it, mate. You know, everything happens for a reason, you're right. And surgeons, dermatologists have all told me that GP has genuinely saved your life.
All credit, mate. That's just, yeah, amazing. Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you.
Where can people find out about CloudPass, you guys? Where's your socials or whatever? But just give us your details and, yeah, we'll get it out there.
Yeah, so you can visit our website today at cloudpass.com, where we've got, again, real sort of top line info about what it is that we do. But importantly, you can book a demo on there. You can book a meeting with us to understand a bit more about what we do, how we can help. And we've also got the Become an Install Partner on there. You know, you've got me who's out there on LinkedIn and the rest of the gang on there. We do have a LinkedIn page where you can follow us, where we can keep people up to date with everything that we're up to.
Do you want to give your charity page a plug?
Yeah, so a few weeks ago, I set up my Mr. Melanoma page, so I'll share it with you because it's got an underscore in there somewhere. But yeah, it's just really sort of sharing my story on a day-to-day basis, really, sort of showing that you can have a normal life with cancer. It's not all doom and gloom. It's not a death sentence that it used to be, but just sharing the good and the bad of it, really, you know, what life is really like. You know, I'm not going to lie and say every day is perfect, because it's not. When I'm going to my appointments, just sort of sharing feedback on that as to, you know, what I've gone through, what to expect, you know, and just keeping people in the loop, really, because every sort of service that I've come across so far has been absolutely second to none. I know obviously NHS and stuff sometimes get a bit of unfair criticism and some criticism that's due, but I can't sort of speak highly enough of the people that have looked after me, because they've been absolutely out of this world.
Mate, thanks very much.